We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are officially in the off-season. That is what I'm going to talk about today on RotoViz Overtime. This is going to be a short, quick episode. Not really an episode, I guess. More of a set the landscape. What are we going to do over the next couple of months here on RotoViz OT? And we want your input to see what you would like the show to be over these coming months. I am just back from a vacation. I spent a week with my family in Lanzarote, a beautiful part of the world where we had exceptional temperatures compared to Ireland. I know I joke with Sean sometimes when we talk off air about the temperatures where he is versus the temperatures where I am. The temperatures where I was on holiday, not that off Arizona, but nice, peaceful time with family. Really, really enjoyed it over the last week. So we did have a couple of podcasts up over that time. Hopefully you had a chance to tune in and listen to them, but it was a slower tempo over the last couple of weeks before the Super Bowl and then post-Super Bowl than it would normally be here. Normally we have those three shows a week. We are still setting up our off-season plan. Probably will hit those three episodes a week, but the days may be different in terms of our cadence. You know, you want to get those weekly recaps nice and early in the week, posting them on Mondays. We may do Tuesday postings now rather than Mondays. We will confirm more of that as we move through these next couple of weeks pre-NFL Combine, but we will have lots of content coming your way. Myself and Sean will be recording on Tuesday. We'll be recording in the afternoon Eastern time. So that show probably coming out, I would guess, approximately 4 p.m. Eastern time for people that are, you know, chomping at the bit to hear some of Sean Siegel's thoughts as we move in to the offseason. We are heading towards the NFL Combine. We'll be heading towards the NFL Draft. There's so much to talk about, so much to discuss, but there's so much other ways that we can look at it. So we can do rookie season. That's what we are going to guarantee that will be happening over the next little bit of time here on OT as we get ready to talk about those prospects. We don't want it to just be prospects. We'll have dynasty conversations, what those players obviously mean for dynasty rookie drafts, but we want to make sure that we're catering to what you, the OT community, would like to see. So we will have some drafts this offseason. We'll even have listener league drafts again if you're interested in them. It's never too early to let me know if you're interested. Mentioning never too early, the FFPC, as it's never too early drafts over there. So we'll be doing some of those. We'll be covering all the stuff we normally do, but I just wanted to take a little bit of a poll in terms of what the OT community would like to hear. So if you have any thoughts on show ideas, topic ideas, evergreen topics, strategy, longer form on certain strategies. You know, last season we done some great stuff on the perpetual reloading in terms of the championship window and different things like that. We can dive into topics, and rather than it just be something that we talk about in passing, we can kind of do a deep dive into it and maybe like an A to Z of topics that we talk about here on OT that sometimes for the longer term listeners, they will have heard it multiple times and will have talked through it. But some of the people who may be newer to the podcast over the last couple of months or even joining us in now in the off season may not be familiar with some of the phrasing we use. We might get to dive into those. So you can let me know on Twitter at Overtime Ireland, or you can email it over at rotovizradio@gmail.com. We get lots of great ideas from listeners all the time, and we would like to get your input on it because that is what I think fuels what people want to hear rather than me and Sean trying to guess from time to time what people want to hear. The other thing we'd be interested in is we have a little bit more now of a different cadence because the information doesn't need to be right and released immediately. It gives an opportunity to discuss those topics, but it also gives us an opportunity to talk with guests on the show. And we always have our favorite guys we try to have on as regularly as possible, the likes of Pete Overzet, Pat Corain, Scott Barrett, those sort of guys, and get them on the show. Too many to name. I don't want to keep naming them out and then leave people off. Danny Carter, all those guys. Get them on the show. Have some conversations. We get a lot of suggestions from people who they would like to hear, but let us know now. This is the time where it's possible to set those up in season. It can be tricky for people with their own content, but obviously with us as well, trying to get the times to work out for everybody to be able to make those shows happen. So let us know again at Overtime Ireland or send them my way as well. rotavizradio@gmail.com. I'll get them, or overtimeireland@gmail.com. We'll get all of those this week as well. I mentioned the combine, an exciting week for the RotoViz team. Curtis Patrick, Blair Andrews, Dave Caban, and Sean Siegel had their first 2024 rookie summit this week. Spent 2.5 hours talking through some of the prospects. Curtis tweeted about it, and it's, you know, always one of his favorite winter nights of the year. But volume one is going to drop this week. You don't want to miss out on the rookie guide, but myself and Sean will be doing some pre-combine thoughts as they share some of the insights from that conversation from the 7th anniversary edition of the RotoViz Rookie Guide. And Sean will be able to let you have some nuggets that will help you with those prospects. I'm excited to hear those as well. And like you, probably excited to hear what Sean has to say. I haven't got to talk to Sean one-on-one via an actual call or a recording since before the Super Bowl. So I'm excited to get some of his thoughts as well on the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl at the end of that game in dramatic circumstances in overtime, fitting with the RotoViz overtime theme. Looking forward to that. But the rookie guide will be out. We'll give you more information on that on the upcoming RotoViz overtime shows. As always, if you're signing up over at rotoviz.com, a perfect time now before the NFL draft to get yourself all set up for the 2024 season. The code RVRadio2024 will save you 10% off your 1-year subscription. Get access to all the content, all the tools, everything else going on over at rotoviz.com. I am hoping to also be setting up and doing some conversations with Zachary Kruger to talk about potential bringing back the RotoViz basketball show. And we're trying to figure out what way we're going to do it, how we're going to do it. Will it be live streams? Will it be recorded? Will it be Q&A style shows? All that is up for discussion. I know we had a lot of crossover from the OT community to listen to the shows I did with Zach. Feel free to let me know about those as well if you are sharing some of your thoughts on what you want to hear for the RotoViz Overtime podcast moving forward over these next couple of months. I am not going to hold you any longer, though. That was kind of just to give you a reset, you know, set the landscape, what we're looking to do. We're hoping to bring you tons of content this offseason, but we want to have your voice added in and get your thoughts on it. Open to all suggestions, topics, always want to make the shows better. So whatever is in your mind, whatever thoughts you have, do you want to have a once a month live stream over on YouTube where you get a Q&A with myself and Sean? Is that something people want? Is it a case that you like to get all your content over here on the audio side? Any suggestion, none too big, none too small, just fire them across. Love to get that interaction with the RotoViz Overtime community. The absolute best thing about having the podcast with myself and Sean. We love getting that conversation with the community going. So that is going to do it for this quick, short, I don't know what to call it. Not an episode, just a conversation, sharing some of my thoughts as they stream through my mind here. But I am excited to get back on the horse, get ready for the 2024 rookie season, draft season, and then into the NFL season. It's not going to be too far away till it all comes around again. It's a long time now. Yesterday was the first NFL Sunday, sitting with no football of any kind, and you're sitting there wondering, what are you going to do? But enjoy that free time, whatever you want to use it for, but it will kick back around. We always say it comes very, very fast, so looking forward to it. But that is all from me today. Of course, you can follow me over on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. You can check out Sean's work up on rotoviz.com. You can find me and Sean back here on the RotoViz OT podcast feed on Tuesday. But the best thing, as always, make sure you're subscribed to the RotoViz Overtime podcast feed. Get all those shows once they are available, no matter when they go live. We like to stick to a routine schedule. I know that's what I like as a listener when I'm checking out podcasts I listen to, but a little bit of a quieter time, more laid back time here at this point in early February. But that is going to do it for this one. Until we are back, have a good one. Thank you for listening to Overtime on RotoViz Radio. Please rate and review the RotoViz Radio podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. You can contact us via email at rotovizradio@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at RotoViz Radio. And remember, you can always support the pod by subscribing to RotoViz with a discount through the RotoViz Radio homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast.